Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, well, this is Don. We don't have Arnie here today, but we'll make do as best we can. He's taking the weekend off. We do have Sam Forbes, and we have Dr. Richard Podell, and we have our special guest from Nordic Naturals, Stuart Tomk. And we were answering Sandra's question, which basically is, can she be taking too much fish oil? What's the story there, Stuart? Who needs to worry about whether they're taking too much fish oil or not?
Well, I'd like to point her in the direction of the published research, and then to hear from Dr. Podell and Sam about some of the other reasons why she might be bruising. But the American Journal of Cardiology, if you just go to their website in their little search engine, just put in fish oil and bleeding, fish oil and bleeding, you'll see several papers that are quite exciting to read. One by Dr. Watson that was published the October of this year in the American Journal of Cardiology, and the other one is William Harris, who we were talking about earlier, Dr. Harris, back in March of 07. Expert opinion, omega-3 fatty acids and bleeding, cause for concern, ? That's what Dr. Mackay was referencing. There seems to be no clinically significant increase to the risk of bleeding with antiplatelet or antithrombotic medication. I also want to add that aspirin, in the presence of EPA, some of these new discoveries, that EPA and aspirin together looks really hopeful. It also produces a newly discovered thing called aspirin-triggered lipoxin, which is really a powerful anti-inflammatory, that combination together. But in terms of the other bleeding or the other issues that could be going on, Dr. Podell, your theories?
Well, the most common would be some sort of aspirin or Advil kind of product. We really can't tell. In other words, the teaching had been that if high doses of fish oil have a blood-thinning effect, they keep the platelets from clotting so much, and that may be a good thing, and that's why we take the various things to help prevent heart disease, clots, and so forth. The concern was that this could cause increased bleeding tendency. Well, it would appear that at the kinds of doses people usually take, that's generally not a problem. I think it still might be a problem at very high doses. And the question is, what kind of dose were you taking?
Yes.
How much?
I'm still here. I can read it to you from the label because I find it confusing. It says total omega-3 fatty acid 700 milligrams, from EPA 280 milligrams, as DHA 280 milligrams, as alpha-lipoic acid 140 milligrams.
Yeah, so these are fairly low doses, and you would not expect that to cause bruising.
I mean, the only thing you can look into is perhaps what they call capillary fragility, where your blood vessels or veins, those small capillaries, break too easily, in which case you need to supplement with things that reinforce that and strengthen blood vessels, like bioflavonoids. So that might be something to look into.
Okay, Sandra, thank you very much for that call. Let's move on to Rini from Westbury, Long Island. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Rini. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. I get migraine headaches, and one of the things I cannot take is anything with anchovies. And I needed to know first if the products, any of these products, have anchovy oil.
So you want to hold the anchovy, please.
Yeah, I can. Exactly.
Great.
Okay, Stuart, do
so
any
that's the
of
first
the,
part of the question.
Okay, let's let Stuart from Nordic Naturals address that regarding the Nordic Naturals supplements. Any of your products have anchovy in it
well,
as a source?
The cod liver oil would be ideal for her because it's only the cod liver oil, and it does not taste fishy at all. So that would be your option. The standard omega-3 products are made from sardines and anchovies. However, I do want to point out that we remove all of the protein during the manufacturing. So even people with severe fish allergies have found that the Nordic Naturals product can be tolerable because the protein is removed. However, if you want to avoid anchovies at all costs, use the cod liver oil.
Now, what Stuart is referring to, you know, for you folks who worry about allergies, theoretically, when you have an allergy, you're allergic to the protein in the offending material, okay? If the protein is not there, then theoretically, you will not be allergic to it. So, whenever you're talking about a highly purified oil, like the fish oils, as Stuart points out, the protein has been removed. It's been highly purified. That's one of the nice things about these fish oils. So you theoretically should not have a problem. All right? But again, you know, I would suggest that you try it carefully and see what happens.
How much fish oil should I take? And my husband, we're senior citizens. He has a heart condition. How much should I?
You know, Stuart, before you answer that, you mentioned a little while ago something about 2 grams. Now, were you saying 2 grams of DHA or 2 grams of EPA DHA?
A new study that I just came across that was published in the journal, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, looking at immune function.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 2 grams of EPA and DHA a day combined. I know the American Heart Association, they've made very good recommendations of 2,000 to 4,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined for those with elevated blood lipids like triglycerides and people that are already survivors of a heart condition, say a minimum of 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined. So I like to go with those recommendations from those big organizations.
And if I may, to clarify, we had a caller a little while ago, Don, and you know, there is confusion about how much EPA and DHA are in their fish oil supplements, and different companies have different way of identifying the potency. Some say, let's say one capsule's 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, but you got to look for the fine print in the back stating exactly how much of that is DHA and EPA, and because some fish oils are concentrated, and you can have 1,000 milligrams for two different products, and one will have a lot more EPA DHA than the other, so you have to look for the fine print.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Sam. Everybody, what he said is very important. When you talk about how much you take and the potencies, look on the ingredient panel for the amount of EPA and DHA or the omega-3 totals.
Because that'll be different than the total fish oil
That's
content.
Right. Right. That's right. That's right. 1,000 milligrams of oil in the capsule doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the next step, if you don't mind me jumping here quickly, the next step is if your fish oil tastes fishy in any way, if you bite into the capsule, and let's say, for example, it's a raw fish oil or it hasn't been filtered or it's not stabilized properly, and it tastes fishy and it's oxidizing, you might need far more. Remember Grandma's old rotten cod liver oil? It worked, but you had to take a ton of it. So that's another thing we need to put into the equation. How low is the oxidation? That might really help us in the future determine which doses are most accurate.
Well, the other way to say it is if it smells fishy and it's probably rancid, I wouldn't take it, period.
Well, that's you. I got to be careful, you know.
Okay. Well, okay. To make sure that we've answered the question, though, how much should she take? What that, you know, if we're talking about, I think she wanted something that both she and her husband could take. If they went with the Ultimate Omega, they would probably want to take 2 capsules a day minimum. Would that be
correct, bare minimum.
Okay.
And if they're dealing with elevated triglycerides, then 6 capsules a day That'll give you 3 grams. That's right between the 2 and the 4 recommended from the American Heart Association. Get another blood lipid panel in the 60 days and watch your doctor's eyes light up like flying saucers.
Right. Okay. And let's not forget that the EPA and DHA products are available as liquids. You mentioned 3,000, I think, EPA, DHA, perhaps 4,000, in which case maybe the liquids would be a good alternative of getting a pretty good dose of a higher dose of omega-3 fats. And they're not, as you said, they're not very fishy tasting.
No, it's a teaspoon and a half of the ultimate omega, gives you 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, and you can taste the freshness, and you can test it, too.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Let's take a little break, and then we'll get back to our phones. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about fish oil, omega-3, omega-6, tilapia, salmon, sardines, krill oil, whatever, please give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
And we're here with our guest, Stuart Tompkin. We'll be back in just a moment.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You know, some people think that just because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some of the current sales specials. Enzymatic Therapy, the full line, 35% off list. Nature's Way, the full line, also 35% off list. Rainbow Light, Natrol, the full lines, 30% off list. We have selected products from Solgar, Quality of Life, on sale of 40 to 44% off list price. And there's more.
That's right, and if you'd like to find out what else is on sale, you can go to our website. The website is www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with 2 L's, and you can click on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, or you can request our free product catalog, and we'll mail it to you. You can also call us for our catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106. You can leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our 2 stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Now, while you're on the website, Wilner.com, by the way, be sure to check out all of the informative articles, the reference material, audio files of previous radio shows, and so forth. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on our website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And by the way, while we're talking about Solgar, I need to also tell you that all Solgar CoQ10 supplements, all of them, are now on sale, a 40% off list price. Wow. If you use CoQ10, you really owe it to yourself to check this out.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Dr. Richard Podell is here with me. And Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals is here with me. A lot of people here with me. And also have Tony from Brooklyn, who is almost here with me via the telephone. Tony, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. This is a question for Stuart. I'm taking the Ultra Meta Omega without the D, because I take supplement with D alone, you know. I'm taking 10 soft gels a day. That adds up to about 3,250 of the EPA and 2,250 of the DHA. I just want to know if that's an adequate amount to take.
That's a big dose. That's a big dose. Are you trying to handle anything like elevated triglycerides, or how long have you been taking a dose like that?
Oh, quite a while.
How do you feel?
Very good.
Dr. Podell, your take on this?
No comment.
Well, which one are you taking? Is it the Omega-3 or is it the Ultimate Omega? Which
the Ultimate Omega. It's 650, two soft gels.
Do you really feel like it's necessary to take that much? I mean, couldn't you perhaps do five and see what the minimal effective dose would be? Or what, are you using it to lower triglycerides?
No.
Well, okay, let me ask a question. Tony, hold on a second. Have you been to the doctor and had any blood tests run? Your coagulation time is okay and everything?
Okay, yeah, it's 0.98.
Well?
The INR is 0.98.
You know, there's an interesting question, Stuart. What is too much?
Fish oils do not affect the INR. The effect on bleeding and clotting is through a different mechanism. So measuring the INR doesn't really tell
you. Well, the blood work comes out good. Excellent.
Okay.
Triglycerides are low. Triglycerides are around 50, 60.
Okay. Well, Tony, as you can tell by the way that we're reacting, that's a higher dose than most people would be taking on as just part of a regular day-to-day supplement regimen. Okay. If you were using it for therapeutic treatment of a particular health problem, it may not be so high. Now, however, you know, is there any reason for us to say that's too much? No, I don't think so. It's just that's a little bit more than is usual.
Yes. Okay. If I, Stuart, what is actually the omega 3, the EPA DHA content of the Ultimate Omega product? I forget.
Two soft gels contain 650 milligrams of EPA and 450 milligrams of DHA. So if he's taking a 10, he's getting 6,500 milligrams a day of EPA and 4,500 milligrams a day of DHA.
Yeah, you could probably cut that in half and get the same benefit.
Well, in other words, this is an area that there is no research on, using those kind of high doses. Nothing to speak of.
Well, it's 3,000 a day I'm taking. There's two or 1,300 of the EPA.
No, it says I'm looking at the Ultimate Omega. I'm looking at the ingredient listing, and it says
two soft gels.
Two soft gels are 650. I'm sorry, you're correct. I was double the amount.
Yeah, you're double.
All right. All right, Tony.
Good. No, I think you're okay. I mean,
okay,
you know, look, there's lots of polar bears up along the rivers up in Salmon who eat a lot more than that, you know?
I know. All right.
I'm sorry, not polar bears, brown bears or black bears or something.
Okay. All right, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, sir. All right, let's see. Where are we here? Okay, we have to, let's get started with an interesting question from Jack, who is in the Bronx. Welcome to the World of Window, Jack. How can we help you?
Hello. We get arachidonic acid from the chickens we eat because of the foods the chickens eat. I'm asking whether we get arachidonic acid from the eggs we eat from those chickens.
The answer is yes.
That is correct, and that's why if there was ever a case for us to invest money in natural products where the chickens are allowed to roam around and it's wild fish and it's cattle that eat grass rather than grain, this might be the ultimate argument as to why, because we know that the ratio and the amount of fatty acids in those animals that eat their natural diet are much healthier, much better for us, and that might really explain some of the health benefits of eating those foods as opposed to all of these man-made factory farmed animals.
And, of course, also, what more reason for taking a good omega-3 supplement to offset that dietary intake of the arachidonic acid? Okay, so Jack?
So the food then determines the ratio of omega-3s and 6, which are reflected in chickens and fish and also beef.
That's correct. The diet of the animal does indeed have a bearing on the levels, on the ratios of these various essential fatty acids.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that call. Let's see. I'm not sure we really have enough time for another call. I'll tell you what, Stuart, when we come back from this next break, I have a question for you. You know, there are prescription fish oil supplements out there. Doctors prescribe certain products. Maybe you can tell us when we get back from the break what the difference is, or the pros and cons, or if there is a difference between some of your Nordic Natural supplements and the prescription products that some people are told to take, okay? I'll let you think about that for a moment, and in the meantime, we're going to take this short break. We'll be back shortly.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer, 1-800-633-1106, or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, I think Bill Power is here with the traffic.
And if you're going to be traveling over on the Major Deegan, you're going to see plenty of company into the Cross Bronx Expressway in both directions. That's all volume. Now, the George Washington Bridge, heading into town, we're going to call it about a 10 to 15-minute wait on the upper deck. Lower deck will be a little bit better for you. Lincoln Tunnel out of town, about a 10-minute wait. Inbound side, a 20-minute tie-up. Holland Tunnel, 30 minutes into town. Outbound side, pretty slow as you try to get out of town over from the Canal Street approach. Elsewhere, if you're traveling in the five boroughs, look for delays over on the Cross Bronx Expressway, Bronx River Parkway up to the GW Bridge. Gowanus a bit slow. Northbound side, Belt Parkway merge up into the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, that is all volume. This report is being brought to you by our friends at Branch Brook. Don't miss Branch Brook's Black Friday Game Room Extravaganza going on through today. Save over 50% on pool tables starting at just $399.99. Quantities limited, so arrive early. BranchBrook.com for store locations. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Stuart Tomk from Nordic Naturals. We have people lined up waiting patiently, so let's get right back to the phones. Lillian, welcome to the... Boy, you're from Brooklyn, too.
We have
a lot of people from Brooklyn today. I'm not sure why. Anyway, welcome to the Wilner Window. What can we do for you?
Love your show.
Thank you.
I'm a senior, and I have a lot of serious problems, including heart disease. I'm highly allergic to the fish oils as well as the fish, and I also have a problem with borage and primrose oil. I'm very sensitive to it. And I understand, perhaps I'm incorrect, that if you take flax oil rather than fish oil, that it doesn't convert properly to the, you know, what it's supposed to be without, say, taking the borage or the primrose oil with it. So is there anything that I could take to protect myself other than the fish oil?
Well, I think you're a little bit off on the story with the flax oil.
Oh.
To some degree, you will get the beneficial oils from flax oil. The conversion, however, is not that efficient, so you don't get a complete conversion. You'll get some. And that's the reason it's not usually recommended as the first choice. But you can, if you really can't use any of the other sources of omega-3 oils, then I think flaxseed is one of the other choices. There is also black currant. I don't know if you've ever tried that or not.
No, I've never tried it.
Well, black currant is unusual in that supposedly it contains both GLA and the omega-3 type oils. So it's actually a very good source of these oils. Stuart,
wow.
Do you have any input on this?
Yes, also I would explore the algae, the preformed DHA algae. That would be there's some research that I've been studying that says that humans, because we get exposed to PCBs, that might be one of the reasons for the poor conversion. Mm-hmm. So if you could sweat more and take more flushing vitamins like niacin, you know, do some yoga or something like a sauna, then you could maybe maximize your conversion of the plant-based omega-3 and look into the borage oil or the black currant that Don was telling you about, and the algae preformed DHA you might get there.
Thank you. I also understand that cranberry seeds have also some omega-3.
Not that I have heard of, Stuart.
Yeah, there's going to be a tiny bit, but it's just a small. There's not going to be enough to make it clinically significant. There's a tiny amount in green leafy vegetables too, like purslane and kale and things like that, but it's very minimal.
I also eat a lot of organically grown chicken, poultry. I don't eat much of the fat, but I do take in some of the fat. Would that help?
Well, I don't know if it's not going to hurt you. I don't know. You're certainly not going to get enough levels through your dietary sources. We were really talking about limiting the overexposure of arachidonic acid with grain-fed chicken. So I think that every recommendation Don made, in addition to the algae, might be your best bet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate your help.
Lillian, before you go, let me ask you one quick question. When you say that you have found yourself to be allergic to the fish oils,
yes,
have you ever tried a fish oil like the Nordic Naturals product?
Yes. I didn't try the Nordic Naturals, but I tried the Nature's Way, I think. I've tried a couple of different brands, and okay, I broke out terribly and had a very rapid heartbeat, and I really got sick because I can't even smell, you know, anything from the sea.
So you're very, very sensitive.
Sensitive to fish,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, good. Well, thank you for the call. I hope we were of some help.
Yes, you were. Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see. We can go now to our next caller, and that would be Nancy from Marlboro, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Nancy. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for this wonderful program. I'll see if I can be as succinct as possible. What specific dosage and product suggestions for balancing flax, borage, and fish oils and bioflavonoids, plus anything else you can, in your combined wisdom, suggest to
just,
address
just keep adding nutrients to that list. We'll figure it out.
Okay. To address the following rosacea problems, which I have in their severe form. The main issue is capillary fragility and excessive blood vessel dilation and flushing, so that my skin is always burning and swelling, so there's inflammation involved and throbbing. But aesthetically, the issue is that there are extreme surface blood vessels or telangiectasia, and what appears aesthetically as sort of large red surface skin pricks throughout. So the idea is that what might be helpful internally for the blood vessel system, the cardiovascular system, might be contraindicated in rosacea, or am I mistaken? What can I do to support the surface blood vessels in my skin and decrease the inflammation?
Okay, why don't we start with Dr. Podell?
Well,
okay.
The answer, I don't know. In other words, the doctors say this is telangiectasia or due to rosacea, or are they two separate problems?
No, in other words, rosacea has several components. And
right.
My major, well, I have every component, but basically I have blood vessels that are on the surface of my skin that you can actually obviously see. They make my whole face look red, and they appear as, besides the roadmap of blood vessels, it also looks like I have pinpricks.
Right, so in other words, they think it's due to the rosacea.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how have they been treating the rosacea?
Well, a myriad of things in terms of blood, high blood pressure control, a lot of nutrients, vitamin supplements. I can't even do aerobic exercise. Everything that's there, hormonally, everything.
When you say nutritional supplements, do they specifically try extra zinc?
That's one that I'm not on. I am on a regimen of pycnogenol, grapeseed, MK7, and vitamin D just in general, borage, flaxseed oil,
fish oil
naturally. Now they've added curcumin. You know, there are other things I take for other symptoms and other physical situations, but I'd like to address this one, which is really quality of life affecting.
Okay, well, so the reason I mentioned zinc, there is, I was looking up on the computer here on our website, we do have reference to one study. It's a double-blind study where people who supplemented with zinc, I think it's, let's see, 23 milligrams three times a day for 3 months, they decreased the severity of rosacea by about 75%. This was a placebo-controlled study, so... except for some mild GI upset in some of the people, it might be something that you want to try if you haven't tried it yet, okay? What the heck, you know, what are you going to lose, okay? So 23 milligrams of zinc three times a day for a few months, maybe that probably add a little bit of copper to make sure you don't create an imbalance between the zinc and the copper. Anything else from you guys? Stuart?
I just know by the next time you have me on, I'll read every paper on omega-3 and rosacea ever published.
Yeah, in other words, at this point, we don't really have reasons to believe that the rosacea, in your case, is in any way due to a nutritional deficiency. And that's about the best that we can say right now. You're taking a good program that is helpful for the blood vessels, but the rosacea itself is a reaction to presumably unknown cause that is causing this abnormality. But it's probably not due to deficiency.
Mm-hmm. But I was just concerned about at least, first, do no harm, but be as supportive as possible in terms of capillary fragility and to decrease some of the dilation.
Well, in other words, you're taking what we know to decrease capillary fragility. Whether that has any bearing on the dilatation, that's a whole separate story, and that's something that we really don't have much literature on.
If you're, I mean, I just have something to add. I don't really, you know, I don't know the technicality involved with your particular situation. If you're interested in a homeopathic approach that I've used occasionally with people with some success, I'd be happy to tell you. It's two remedies. One is called Carbo Animalis. At a, probably, I guess, a 9C or 12C potency, three pellets three times a day. And then you use an additional a remedy called sanguinaria, S-A-N-G, sanguinaria canadensis, S-A-N-G, U-N, U-I-N-I-A, something like that. Sanguinaria canadensis, and that also added a 12C potency. You can give that a try. I read that from a homeopathic technical manual, and it seemed to work for some people. So if you want to try something, there you have something.
Okay. All right, Nancy. And like Dr. Podell said, you are taking some of the things, you know, flavonoid-rich substances like the pycnogenol, grapeseed extract. Make sure you take plenty of vitamin C. You know, these are all things that we think will strengthen the capillaries and usually will help that kind of a problem. But I'm afraid that's about the best we can come up with. Okay?
Good
so thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let's see. I think it's, you know what, folks? Time for another short break. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, especially omega-3 oils, omega-6 oils, and so forth, please feel free to give us a call. Again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We're also here with Stuart Tonk from Nordic Naturals, and we'll be back in just a second.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kanoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kanoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Bulletin, bulletin, quality of life, AHCC, both the 500 milligram and the 250 milligram potencies are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 44% off list price. So if you're looking for ways to boost your immune system, you don't have to let price stand in your way when it comes to AHCC from Quality of Life.
The human body requires a broad range of nutrients for general health and well-being. Whole food-based multiple formulas can help fill that need. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition has introduced Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula. It's a whole food-based multiple with over 25 crucial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and more than 28 important plant-based nutrients from the foods one should eat every day. It contains adaptogenic herbs like astragalus, ginseng, ginger, garlic and ginkgo, health-promoting greens like spirulina and chlorella, and phytonutrient-rich superfruits like pomegranate, grapeseed, acai, mangosteen, goji, and tart cherry fruit extract. And it tastes great. So if you believe you should get most of the nutrients from your diet and want a multiple that supports that philosophy, look to Blue Bonnet's Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula, which is filled with a harvest of whole food essentials that are perfect for today's busy, stressful lifestyles. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Sam, of course, is a clinical nutritionist, a certified clinical nutritionist, manager of our downtown store. Dr. Richard Podell is with us. Dr. Podell, of course, is a physician who is schooled in both conventional and alternative or holistic or complementary medicine. Take your pick of terminology. And if that wasn't enough, we have a special guest with us, Stuart Tomk, who is the educator and consultant to Nordic Naturals. Okay, and we're going to get back to the telephones. And we have Arnold on. Arnold, also from Brooklyn. Okay, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How much EPA and DHA do you get out of a recommended dose of cod liver oil?
That's a good question, and before we answer that, I just want to say I believe it can vary from cod liver oil product to cod liver oil product. So, and I want to have Stuart comment on that. I believe the only way to answer it is to look on the label of the particular product that you might want to be buying. I find it confusing because not only the EPA DHA, but I find it confusing because I think different products have different amounts of vitamin A and vitamin D. And I'm never quite sure what the natural level of those vitamins really are. So to answer your question, part one, I will tell you what it says on the Nordic Naturals straight cod liver oil label. It says 1 teaspoon contains 410 milligrams of EPA and 625 milligrams of DHA. Now, Stuart, what is that what they would find on everybody's cod liver oil, or does it vary? And what about the A and the D?
You are correct. It does vary. There are different laws that have come on at different times in Norway where other fish can be used that produce something that they call cod liver oil. I know it's confusing, but you can make cod liver oil without using exclusively the livers from cod. So that's why you're going to see a difference in EPA and DHA if they were using other fish. That's number one. Number two, the vitamin A and vitamin D. If you see a standardized amount of vitamin A or vitamin D on the label of any cod liver oil, you know that it has to be added. So one of the things I like about the Nordic Naturals cod liver oil, the one that does not add the vitamin D3, you will see a range. The question is, why is the range so low? You'll see a lower level of vitamin A and a lower level of vitamin D in Nordic Naturals than other products. And the reason is, during our refining process, which we believe is absolutely critical to remove iron, copper, PCBs, dioxins, heavy metals, I don't believe that it's safe to not filter fish oils. I just don't buy it. So we have to refine the fish oil to make them palatable and to make them safe. And as a result, Don, you lose some of the vitamin A and vitamin D when you're refining the fish oil because you force it through clay like a bentonite clay to remove phospholipids and water and gums and things like that. So that's why you'll see a lower level of vitamin A and vitamin D with Nordic Naturals. Last part is, in the old days, they used to spike the vitamin A and vitamin D back at the turn of the century, and sometimes you still see it today because, A, they're antioxidants, so they can help preserve a fish oil that's not too stable, and B, they used to think that was the active component. So you're right, it does vary from product to product.
Well, actually, you know, I consider what you said very good news, because I used to, you know, when people used to call and ask about cod liver oil as a source of their EPA and DHA, I would tell them that they really can't rely on cod liver oil as the sole source, because they have to worry about getting too much A and D. Now, obviously, this, if they utilize the basic, and I say basic because you do have another product, I think, where you've added extra D, but if they use the basic Nordic Naturals Arctic Cod Liver Oil, you could actually use that as your source of the EPA and DHA, because here it says the vitamin A is 650 to 1500 units. That's the range for A. And the vitamin D is only 1 to 20 IUs, which is almost nothing. So here, this is a, it sort of proves me wrong from what I had said in the past, at least regarding the Nordic Naturals product. You don't have to worry about getting a hypervitaminosis A or D if you're taking a larger dosages of the Nordic Naturals cod liver oil. Now, anyway, so Arnold, did we answer your question?
We thank you.
Okay, great. Now, okay, before, maybe, Stuart, we ought to mention the other product, the one that had the D. Let me go, I don't have it in front of me here. How much, is that only have added D?
That is correct.
Okay, so let me see. How much D would be in that product? Ingredients, okay. By the way, you folks, I'm looking at the Nordic Naturals website. You know, we have links to their product information on the Wilner website, but if you want more information on Nordic Natural products, the website is www.nordicnaturals.com. Very easy, and you can look at all the ingredient information on their products. Yeah, the vitamin A is the same. The D is 1,000 units per teaspoon, so that's a nice product. Now, the ratio of the EPA to DHA, it looks like there's more DHA than there is EPA in this one. Is that the way it was for the other one,
right,
Stuart?
Yeah, there seems to be a little bit more.
Cod liver oil actually has a higher level of preformed DHA in it than the omega-3 fish body oil. Huh. And with some of the new research, I think the reason why the old-fashioned cod liver oil always my tried and true favorite might be because we're finding that that DHA has equally as powerful anti-inflammatory benefits as well as the brain protection and the eye protection. So my personal favorite is the cod liver oil.
Okay, great. All right, let's try to squeeze in some more calls real quickly. Bill from Tenafly, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was kind of wondering, I've been hearing, you know, I started listening to your program, and I hear Dr. Hoffman, and I've been hearing the term fish oil, and I really never knew them, knew fish oils as being a supplement that I might want to take. I happen to see fish oil on sale, and I bought a large package of it. It's 1,000 milligrams, and after hearing you talk today about the DHA
and the EPA, quickly.
It just says there are stars next to it saying that they don't have a minimum daily requirement, or there's no daily requirement. How would I know how much is in each of these?
Well, if you may have purchased a product that maybe you shouldn't have purchased. If it doesn't tell you how much EPA and DHA is in there, then you can't tell. And to me, that says maybe you didn't pick the right product.
Okay.
Because,
that.
I mean, it really does, you know, we're not trying, it's not just the fish oil that as Stuart has explained in detail, with all the research here, has really shown clearly that it is indeed the EPA and the DHA components that have the pharmacological action. So that's what you have to look for, and I think maybe the product that you got is lacking in that area. Okay? Thanks for the call. Okay, we have to pause now for a brief message, and we'll be back shortly.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, folks. Well, I'm sorry to say it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you, and we hope you've enjoyed it as well, and you've learned something at the same time. I want to thank Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals for helping us out today. We enjoyed it. Thank you, Stuart.
My pleasure.
Everybody is invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan at 100 Park Avenue, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to also thank Noah and I are in the control room.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.